Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and all the big headlines from the world of sports coming your way right now. News from the Asia Cup first. Afghanistan pulled off a last over tie in their match against India on Tuesday. The Indian team required 7 runs in the final over, while Afghanistan needed just 1 wicket to pull off a huge upset. Ravindra Jadeja slammed a 4 in the 50th over, bowled by Rashid Khan. With 1 run left from 2 balls, Jadeja was caught off a miss hit and the match ended in a tie. Chasing 253 for a win, India's openers Ambati Raidu and KL Rahul scored 57 and 60 runs respectively in a 110 run partnership. It was smooth sailing until stand-in captain MS Dhoni was given out LBW in the 26th over with a score at 142. Dinesh Karthik made a steady 44 runs but fell to spinner Mohammad Nabi with the score at 205 for 6 in the 40th over. India managed to score less than 50 runs in the next 10 overs. Jadeja tried to shepherd the tail, but Afghanistan managed to tie the match despite looking deflated after the last over boundary. Earlier, Afghanistan won the toss and chose to bat first. Wicketkeeper Mohammad Shehzad scored a blistering century even as he lost partners at regular intervals. At one point, Afghanistan's score was 65, with fellow opener Javed Ahmadi having contributed just 5 runs. Shehzad's quickfire 124 runs off 116 balls included 7 sixes and 11 fours. Mohammad Nabi scored 64 from 56 to take Afghanistan to 252 for 8 in 50 overs. Ravindra Jadeja claimed 3 wickets while Kuldeep Yadav took 2 wickets. Mohammad Shehzad was declared the player of the match. Afghanistan are out of the Asia Cup. India will now face the winner of today's Bangladesh versus Pakistan match in the final on Friday. Cricketer Virat Kohli and weightlifter Mirabai Chanu received India's highest sporting honour, the Rajiv Gandhi Khel Ratna Award, from the President of India yesterday. The award ceremony, normally held on the 29th of August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of hockey legend Dhyan Chand, was rescheduled to 25th of September this year to avoid a clash with the 2018 Asian Games. 29-year-old Kohli is the third cricketer to receive the Khel Ratna. Sachin Tendulkar and Mahendra Singh Dhoni are the other recipients. Kohli, who has scored 6,147 runs in 71 tests with 23 centuries and 9,779 runs in 211 ODIs, including 35 centuries, has had an incredible run in the last 3 years. He was honoured with the Arjuna Award in 2013 and the Padma Shri in 2017. Saikom Mirabai Chanu, the 24-year-old weightlifter from Manipur, was honoured with the Khel Ratna following her gold medal in the 48-kilogram category at the World Weightlifting Championships in 2017. She also won a gold medal at this year's Commonwealth Games, but could not compete at the Asian Games due to an injury. Chanu was also awarded the Padma Shri this year. The Khel Ratna carries a cash prize of 7.5 lakh rupees. 20 other sportspersons received the Arjuna Award at the same event. Javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra, who won gold medals at the Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games this year, as well as junior world champion sprinter Hima Das, were among the winners. The Arjuna Award winners received a cash prize of 5 lakh rupees each. Besides these two awards, the president also gave away Dronacharya and Dhyan Chand awards to coaches, the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Awards, the Maulana Abul Kalam Azad Trophy and the Rashtriya Khel Protsahan Puraskar at the ceremony. In football news now, Luka Modric ended Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi's long domination of individual awards after he was named FIFA's Best Player of the Year. The other names in contention were Mohamed Salah and Cristiano Ronaldo. 33-year-old Modric, who is captain of the Croatian national team and also plays with Real Madrid, has had a great 2018. He played major roles in Real Madrid's third straight Champions League title and in Croatia's glorious run to the 2018 World Cup final. He scored twice and netted a goal in the famous penalty shootout wins over Denmark and Russia. His overall playmaking won him the Golden Ball for the best player at the World Cup. Modric said, and I quote, "The emotion is huge because it is thanks to the work of everyone. So many people have come together and so many have supported me," unquote. Salah and Ronaldo, who were absent from the ceremony thanks to Barcelona and Juventus duties, were criticized for their no-show. Modric played down their absence, saying, and I quote, "Everyone has their own reasons. Obviously, I would have liked them to be here, but they aren't," unquote. Didier Deschamps of France was judged the best coach of the year after taking the French team to a World Cup win in Russia. The Indian women's cricket team ended their tour of Sri Lanka on a great note with a 51-run win over the hosts in the fifth T20 international. Batting first, India scored 156 in 18.3 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur smashed 63 off just 38 balls, including 5 sixes and 3 fours. Jemima Rodriguez, who chipped in with 46 runs from 31 balls, added 75 runs in 7.1 overs with Kaur. Sri Lanka were bowled out for 105 in 17.4 overs. At one point during their chase, the score was 94 for 5, but they lost the remaining 5 wickets for just 11 runs. Indian leg spinner Poonam Yadav took 3 wickets and conceded only 18 runs in her 4 overs. Deepti Sharma and Radha Yadav also claimed 2 wickets each. India won the T20 series 4-0. The second T20 match was abandoned due to rain. Jemima Rodriguez had a remarkable series with scores of 36, 57, 52 not out and 46 runs.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.